Welcome, and thank you for streaming this sermon. At Heritage Baptist Church, we believe that the Word of God and the Gospel of Jesus can truly change lives. So it is our hope and prayer that this service stirs up your affection for Christ and helps you to draw closer to Him. For more information, please visit hbchaslett.org.
One thing, I love that song. Secondly, that was just tremendous. I appreciate that so very much. And I need to do that more often. Turn, if you would, in your Bibles to Galatians chapter 2. Did go a different direction with the message a little bit. Really want to talk to you tonight about faith. I know Brother Wiggins has been doing that on Wednesday night. But what a great scripture on faith and the influence that faith has on us. And with us. Galatians chapter 2, very familiar passage, verse 20. Galatians 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you so much, Lord, for your love for us. We thank you for the hope of heaven and eternal life. And Lord, that someday we'll see Miss Treva and we'll see Miss Block again. And I pray that you would, again, comfort our hearts, comfort the family's hearts who are grieving and hurting. Give them that peace that passes all understanding. And Lord, tonight may we be reminded that we need to live this life by faith. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. A paradox, right? Yet not I. By the way, it's not about us. It's all about Him. We've got to be careful about, again, the self-life. We need to die to self. And I plan on bringing the scripture back up and preaching again, speaking of dying to self. So important that we do that daily. But it says, Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. I'm thankful that when I accepted Christ as my Savior, the Holy Spirit came to abide in me. In the Old Testament, when you believed in the Lord and you were given all these rules to keep, you had no power to keep the rules. There was no Holy Spirit that abided in the Old Testament saints. Now, the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament would come upon people, but it did not abide in them. And so when God gave these Ten Commandments and gave all these other laws, and there were numerous of them, He really gave them essentially no power to keep them. But thankfully in the New Testament and under the New Covenant, the New Contract, we have the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is there to empower us and enable us to live out this life. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. You realize Christ lives in you. Amen. I have every intention, not this Sunday of Missions Conference, and I'm going to start preaching on the theme, but when we get back to John chapter 3. We're in John chapter 3. Anybody remember that on Sunday mornings? I'm going to back up and we're going to do one message on John 3 verse 8. That the wind bloweth where it listeth and the Holy Spirit. It's a verse on the Holy Spirit and I feel like we just kind of passed it over. And can I tell you, we seem to do that in our Christian life. We really just kind of pass over the Holy Spirit. We don't give Him much attention. And of course the Holy Spirit's is not the primary agent in the Godhead and dealing with us and so forth. But listen, He is vitally important. And He's not a force, He's a person. And He's there to help us and to guide us, to lead us into all truth. He's there to, He's called alongside to comfort us. And He's called alongside there to encourage. He said, Jesus said Himself, He said, if I don't go away, the Comforter can't come. I'm thankful tonight I have the Comforter. I think about Miss Treva Davis. Man, what a great, great lady. What a wonderful lady. And Miss Block, you know, and I think about the ones who've passed away the last two or three years. And I think, number one, I think I'm getting old. And these people are just so precious. And I think, man, I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit who has given me that blessed hope, who encourages my heart, gives me that peace that passes all understanding, and knowing that someday, again, I'll see them again. I know this is not a funeral message, but it's just so much on our hearts. Listen, the Holy Spirit is there, and He's not to be glossed over or passed over. He's there to help us and to give us strength. Christ liveth in me. And then it goes on to say, the life which I now live in the flesh. Well, that's where we're at today. We're living in this flesh, right? Living in this body. That's what it's speaking of. It's not speaking here a spiritual body. It's speaking of our flesh. The life that I live, I now live in the flesh. Can I remind you tonight, you have but one life to live. All this life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. We see the personal pronouns in this text, I and me, 8 times. By the way, Jesus died for me, as if there was no other. If I had been the only human being, he would have died for me only. He died for you. Can I say tonight that we're accountable to him? Individually and personally. He saves me. He saved me individually. I'm accountable to him individually. My time, my talent, my treasure, I'm accountable to God for these things. Again, though I am accountable for the church in that I'm the pastor, you're not necessarily accountable for this church, but you are accountable for you, and I'm accountable for me. Understand tonight that we need his power. We need that faith. It goes on to say, I live by faith, by the faith of the Son of God. The life that I live now in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. I live by the faith of the Son of God. This life, I should live by faith. This life that I am, this flesh that I am to live it out by faith. Again, we understand and know by faith, by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not a works lest any man should boast. We are saved by grace through faith. A saving faith is faith that saves us. But it's also faith in which we should live. It's by faith that we should live. Abel, and we think about Enoch and Noah and Abraham, all the ones mentioned there in Hebrews chapter 11, live by faith. By faith, Noah being warned of things. By faith. It is by faith that we should be living. Let me give you, Brother Wiggins gives you 3 things. Let me give you 5 things. I do more than he does. Here you go. How does faith influence this present life? Let me put it this way. How should faith influence this present life? Number one, faith works. It works. In other words, our faith, living by faith, should cause us to work. James said, you show me your faith, I'll show you my faith by my works. A faith that saves is a faith that works. I had a lot more notes this morning I didn't get to, but I can tell you again and remind you, this is a good saying. My dad used to say this some, I think. I'm going to throw him on the bus again tonight. A faith that saves is a faith that works. We're not saved to sit. We're saved to serve. And Jesus Christ gave his life for us. He died for us. He gave us the Holy Spirit, and whereby enabling us to live a life of faith. Somebody has said this, that he who does nothing believes nothing. In other words, you only believe that part of the Bible in which you apply in your life. And I know that's maybe harsh, but that is a reality. You really only believe that which you apply. And a faith, again, a faith that saves is the faith that works. Jesus was about the Father's business. He was doing the will of the Father. I was mentioning this to somebody recently, again, about Jesus there in Jerusalem. The first time at 12 years old, he went there to the temple. And his father and mother left, and they couldn't find him. And you know the story. He came back a day or so later and found Jesus in the temple. They're sitting with the religious leaders, learning and teaching, and they were amazed at his knowledge and so forth. And Mary asked the question, basically saying, don't you know we're worried about you? And Jesus responded, how? Wished you not that I must be about the Father's business? In other words, didn't you know I'd be about the Father's business? Didn't you know that I would do his will? And then again, you go to the end of Jesus' life there on the cross when he says, it is finished. The business was finished. the business which God sent His Son for, to seek and to save that which was lost, that business was finished there on the cross of Calvary as Jesus died there. A faith that saves is a faith that works. Our Savior being an example of those works. Follow in His steps. Amen? I follow in His steps. Number two, not only is a faith works, but a faith helps. James in his book says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. We think about praying and seeking God's wisdom when it comes to whatever it may be. Maybe you're looking for a job and you're praying God would give you wisdom in seeking that job. You think about, again, if in that job or in that work of giving it your best, that God is more concerned in that job of you being honest and truthful than He is necessarily you being better at that job than somebody else. In other words, as we work, our work becomes a work of faith because it is our ministry. And in that ministry that God has given us, we should do so by faith, living it out by faith. Joseph, God blessed Joseph over and over again when God put him in a position where he was either in Potiphar's house or in prison or whatever, and God raised him up. I think about Joseph having that faith, knowing that God was going to raise him up. What I'm saying is God helped Joseph, and God will help you if you'll live by faith. The Holy Spirit there to empower you to live. If you want wisdom, ask for it in faith, and God will give it to you. Faith works, but faith helps. It helps in those decisions we need to make in this life. Number three, faith leads me to serve in my daily calling. And this kind of goes along with the last point as well. Christianity is not, again, not a coat you put on. It's something we should do, live every day. Not just a coat we put on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday nights, but daily. Take up thy cross daily and follow me. We should live it every day. I know tonight I'm preaching to the choir, but on Monday morning, we should be just as much a Christian as we are on Sunday morning, living out that life. And if faith leads to that, it's faith that leads us to live a daily life holy and acceptable unto God. We should manifest Christ in all that we do. And I'm going back to the same job illustration as I developed that a little bit. You may not like your job. Somebody laughed. I heard it. But you know that job is providing for your family. Maybe that job's providing for a car, or I don't know, whatever it may be, saving up for college. Anybody? No? I know some of you are. And you may not like that job, but that job, again, should be seen as a ministry. Not only a way in which you can provide for your family and give to others and give to God's work, but a way in which you can minister to others around you. By faith, we are led daily to serve the Lord in every capacity of our life. Again, not just Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday nights, but every day on the job. What I wrote down was, even if we don't like our job, we can minister to somebody. Just find somebody and minister to them. Find somebody and try to be a blessing. Faith leads to service. Number four, faith teaches us to trust in God. We could spend a lot of time here, but understand that He is the great burden bearer. He is. He said, cast all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. And whatever burden you have tonight, by faith, that should be cast upon the Lord. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden's light. By the way, it's still a yoke, but if you're in His yoke, it's a lot better than being in your own yoke. In other words, if you're in His will, the yoke is easy. If you're in your... okay. My yoke is easy. My burden's light. He is the great burden bearer. I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. My Lord, I know, ruleth over what? Everything. And all of my worry is vain. This has come up a lot lately in in discussions with others and discussion in my own life. You know, we used to sing that little chorus, "Why worry when you can pray? Trust Jesus, He'll be your stay. Don't be a doubting Thomas. Rest fully on His promise. Why worry, 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 worry when you can pray?" If I'm living by faith of the Son of God, I won't worry. By faith, I'll trust Him. I'll trust Him in those times of disappointments. I'll trust Him in those times of discouragement. By the way, again, remind you, the greatest weapon the devil uses against us is discouragement. And he never hits him one, just normally never hits you just one time. If he's going to attack you, he's going to attack you multiple times. I mean, if he can attack you once, he'll attack you twice, attack you three times. It hardly ever comes in, you know, comes in ones. No, he's coming after you. He's a roaring lion. He hates you. We need faith in the burden bearer. We need faith in the Lord who is able to move mountains. We should seek God's help. By the way, we should seek God's help first thing every morning. By faith, going to Him daily. Living by faith. I'm thankful at the age of 6 years old that I accepted Christ as my Savior in my pastor's office. My dad took me there. Thankful for salvation that's by faith and not by works. Of righteousness we have done, but according to His mercy, He saves us. I don't have to earn it. And in this life, I'm given faith to live. It's a grace that is given to me. I don't have to earn it. A faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, a faith in Him that enables me to go through the storms and the discouragements and those things. The life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. Are you living by faith tonight? You were willing to trust Him for salvation. You were willing to put your eternal hope in Him, but you won't put faith in Him to handle your finances? Or faith in Him that He has the best interest of you in mind, and whether it's the loss of a loved one or health problems or whatever it may be? We have faith in Him for the salvation of our eternal soul. We should have faith in Him in our daily life. That He knows better than we know. I mean, who teaches God anything? He knows the beginning from the end. And He knows the exact circumstance you're in today. He knows the exact circumstance you're going to be in 10 years from now. And the life of which I live by faith in the Son of God. In the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. He showed His love toward me and giving His life for me. Faith takes us to leave the... Faith teaches us to leave the results to God. That's number 5 if you're keeping count or whatever the number we're at. Yeah, 5. Faith teaches us to leave the results in God's hands. And I'm going to approach it this way. In this life, we should do our best. And I don't like some people would say, well, you know, God understands I'm just doing my best. I'm not talking about that. God expects us to be holy. He expects us to live a righteous life. But in the practical sense, in this life, we're to give it our best. Do ye the best you can, not for reward. I mean, we're to do our very best. And I quoted this morning, whether you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. We should do everything we do for Him, and everything we do in this life, we should give it our very best. If you're teaching a Sunday school class, you should do your very best. You should study. You should start on Monday and read the scripture and read the lesson and begin to develop that lesson throughout the week and not wait till Saturday night to put it together. You should do your very best. You should call your absentees and you should follow up on new prospects and you should do your very best in the work of the Lord. But can I tell you, it's just important to go to work on Monday morning and give your boss your very best. So that you can be a minister to those around you, even if you don't like your job. So you can provide for your family. And so you can give to others and give to the Lord's work. And again, minister to those around you. Every member should be a minister. Every employee should be a minister where they're at. We should give it our best at everything we do. But we should leave the results to God. We should leave the results to Him. And sometimes the result is not sometimes the result is not what we want. Sometimes we go out and we work hard, and maybe you own your own business, and you go out and you work hard, and you're doing this and you're doing that, and you're giving it your very best, and it doesn't turn out like you want it. But you gave it your best. Now I sound like a motivational speaker. You gave it your best. That's what God expects. But the results are up to Him, not you. And whatever those results are, again, you trusted Him with your soul. You can't trust Him with the results of the work that we do here on earth. I live in the flesh now. I should be able to trust Him for the results. Again, along those lines, do right. Follow Him, but leave the results to Him. Live holy. Do right. But leave the results unto Him. It may not be what you want. But our Heavenly Father has our best interest in mind. You know this. It's a great example. I mean, as a dad, I want the best for my children. And I do my very best to do the best for them. My Heavenly Father knows what's best for me. And by faith, I trust Him. By faith, I trust that He knows what's best. Every moment of a Christian life is to be a life of faith. Be reminded that you are not alone. No matter the difficulty, no matter the detour in life, no matter the discouragement that may have settled in, that He's never far from you, Acts says. That He will never fail you nor forsake you. He will never leave you. And if you'll simply by faith trust Him and leave the results up to Him, whatever that may be. He loved me so much that He gave His life for me. He gave His life for me. The God of the universe, the God who created all things, gave His life for me. So what can I do for Him? Serve Him. Serve Him, give Him my best. Serve Him gladly, but serve Him and trust Him. Look at verse 21. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. I just want to take that very first part. I do not frustrate the grace of God. See, if you're not living a life of faith in the Son of God, as a Christian now, if you're not living out a life of faith in the Son of God, there's going to be some frustration in your life. God gave us grace to enable us to live out the life. Right? So grace is what, by grace you say through faith. It's a good reminder. By grace you say through God's unmerited favor. But grace is not just His unmerited favor. The rest of the definition is even unto enablement. It is the grace of God that enables us and empowers us to live. And when we don't trust Him and we're not living by faith, the frustration is there. We frustrate the grace of God. And we feel frustrated. And may we put our faith in Him every day. At work, at play, in decision making. May we put our faith and trust in Him because He has our best interest in mind. God loves you tonight. As you go throughout the week, put our Christian coat on in the morning and be a Christian every day. Amen. All right, let's all stand. Hymn 153, I surrender all. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the grace of God and the faith that You've so given to us. And I pray, Lord, tonight, if there's someone here tonight who's frustrated, someone tonight who's discouraged, and I pray tonight that You would again increase their faith, that through Your grace You would enable them and empower them to trust You in a greater way. We'll thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. As we sing hymn 153, I surrender all.
All to Jesus I surrender.
You can trust Him. The life which I now live, I live by faith.
in the Son of God. Not faith in my bank account, not faith in my mom or my dad, not faith in my boss, but faith in the Son of God. I can trust Him.
I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender humbly at His feet. I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsake.
On behalf of our church and staff, thank you for listening to this sermon. For more sermons and more information about our church, please visit hbchazlett.org.